One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Broadcasting live from the glorious eastern coast of Australia to the darkest corner of your greatest fears. Prepare yourself for terrifying tales of yaois, UFOs, paranormal anomalies, and much more. Nothing is impossible and nothing is off limits. Welcome to Believe the Night Shift with your host, Cade Moyer.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good night. It is a pleasure to be with you wherever you may be joining us from. Tonight we are broadcasting live to Facebook and YouTube. So if you are watching live, comment and let me know where you're listening from. If you're new here, my name is Cade Moyer and I'm your tour guide on tonight's journey. And if you wish to join me, we have open lines. The number is on the screen. It is 07-3040-3096. You can call in and share your strange and unexplainable stories or encounters. So, I do want to let everyone know that season 20 of the podcast wrapped up with a really cracking yaoi episode. And I realized that this episode, looking back on it, was probably our first real yaoi story of season 20. We had a largely paranormal focus on this season, and that's not done by design. It's just how the stories kind of come in. So if you are a big fan of the paranormal and some UFO stories, I think season 20 is the one to kind of share around with your friends if they have a similar taste to yourself. But I figured it was a really good opportunity to finish that with a fantastic yaoi episode, because it's, as everyone knows who listens to this podcast, that I am a sucker for a good yaoi story. So just going here to the chat. So if you're a Believe Plus member and you're listening back to this as the audio-only version, know that you can jump onto YouTube or our Facebook to kind of watch the replay live and potentially see the chats happening at that same time. The chat is a really, really cool part of the live show, because you can kind of see that community come alive a little bit. And it's a really great distraction for me, because if you kind of hear me talking throughout the show and I kind of seem to pause or trail off a little bit, it's because I love seeing the action that's going on in there. So if you're here tonight watching us live, thank you very much. If you are watching this on YouTube, please make sure that you are subscribed. That way there, you'll never miss an episode of this. You'll get notified when the lives happen. And one of the best things that you can do for the show, if you are watching it on YouTube, is to give it a like, if you are liking it, that is. So if you do that, I don't know how that algorithm thing works, but who knows, that might help it. I'm not too much of a guru when it comes to the world of YouTube. So if you are, maybe drop some hints and tips for me on the email. So you can do that by sending me an email directly to believepod.com. But to let people who have been messaging me what's going to happen after season 20, the same thing that happens after every season is I take a break for about 6 to 8 weeks, and I try to continue to pump out as much content as I can for our Believe Plus members. We've had a fairly large influx of Believe Plus signups over the last month. So massive thank you to everyone there who does do that, because it really does make a difference. It lets us do all these cool things like make documentaries. And for those who don't know, you may be living under a little bit of a rock, but there is a Believe kind of documentary coming out where very good friend of the show, Attila, and I, we are teaming up and we are taking on one of the most mysterious places that I think has ever shown up on the podcast. And that is Hill End. So if you are new to the show, yeah, they are. That is a very, very odd and unique location. And it was time for me to step away from the microphone and really get out there in the field. And I tell you what, I got the bug. I loved it. It was creepy. It was unexplainable. It was honestly excellent. And I loved every second of it, even though it was some of the most terrifying things that I have ever been through. So just a couple of extra things to let people know. So if you are jumping on now, we are having open lines. So if you have a story or you have an opinion that you do want to share, absolutely jump on there. Give us a call. We only have the single line. So what usually happens is we get one person, kind of breaks a seal, and then all the calls start flooding in. But unfortunately, we only got the one line. So it's kind of a first in, best dressed kind of situation. And thank you to all the people who have been kind of messaging me over this month and checking in on me, essentially, because we have been a little bit quiet when it comes to live shows this month. It's just been an absolute hectic month. April's always, always crazy. It seems to be nearly everyone in my family and all my friends seem to have a birthday in April. So it's dinners and drinks and everything's galore throughout the month of April. So I've been such a glutton. So I do apologize for the lack of live shows, but we will be back on track as of next month, pumping out two a month as always. So I do just want to go into the chat here. So if you do have questions, of course you don't have to call in. You can always put it into the chat and I will get to those as I can. Honestly, if you are watching this on Facebook, probably best thing to do is jump over to the YouTube channel because we have a majority of our viewers on there. And the community is really great over there. I always see you guys chatting before the actual show goes live. And it's really cool to kind of see that stuff. So I did see someone asking about the Nazca mummies, which seem to have popped up again. Yeah, the Nazca mummies. I'm just trying to quickly find that. If I don't find it, I'll just kind of riff off it a little bit. Unfortunately, it's kind of disappeared from the feed there. But essentially, the Nazca mummies have kind of popped up again, and I'm always so very dubious about this. And they have kind of, and I think this may be a completely different one all again. But another mummy, or they have arisen again. I don't know what it is. It's been way too much fraud and fakery and hoaxes around that. It is just something that I don't really hold a lot of faith in. And even the doctors or any of the scientists or anyone who is of an academic level that kind of proclaims that these things are real always kind of come out in the wash, and it's like, no, it's all fake. It was always fake. It's animal bones, or it's these types of bones, or it's never what it appears to be. And we really saw that with the congressional hearings over in Mexico. I think it was late last year where a serial hoaxer kind of rolled out these mummies in front of the world, and you could just hear the audible sigh of every kind of UFO fan around the world because that kind of just flushed it down the toilet of authenticity, which is a real shame because who knows, like, are we ever going to get this disclosure? It seems like every step forward is another two steps back. And to be fair, I'm very new to this game. I've been doing it for what, four years now? Like, I'm a real spring chicken when it comes to the world of UFOs. And I know there's guys out there and girls and everyone who's kind of been doing this for years and years and years. But this is probably the most exciting time in their lives. And I think that's great. We're all kind of in this new age where information is so quickly accessible that if we aren't getting like kind of new UFO videos or anything like that, it feels like we're not progressing. And I guess that's just the shame of the, I guess, the information age at what we're all in at the moment. So I do want to go back here. Shane has said, okay, the latest AYR app, the Yowie looking in the window resembles.
You just listened to a preview of a Believe Plus episode. If you want to listen to the entire episode, head on over to believepod.com/plus and become a member.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Today.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.